sums up this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I pray that this episode has delivered clarity and some. If you loved it, share it with a friend, because sharing is not only caring, it is a sign of abundance. If you're an avid listener, leave a review so I know how I'm doing. And continue to heal into your best version, overcoming all of life's challenges with ease and grace because you can. And come back when new episodes drop with your pen, your notebook, water, juice, or wine, and be prepared for more soul healing conversations. Be blessed, because you are so worthy of living a life that you love. Well, hello there, beautiful soul. Welcome to Soul Chat. This is the podcast where we are having conversations deeper than the surface. My name is Ebony Totora, and I am your host. And as a meditation mastery coach, it is my passion and my pleasure to absolutely create spaces that help you to step into your inner peace, power, and clarity, teach you how to release old wounds and emotional trauma for good, and how to fly in learning how to own your value, charge your worth, and live your best life. So if that sounds like things that you are interested in, then welcome to the Soul Chat family. Make sure you stay tuned every single week for new episodes, new guests, and amazing breakthroughs. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Soul Chat. This one is another one from the bottom of my heart. And I want to speak to you if you are struggling in this season right now. A lot of times we are so triggered in this season because we may be in new lands, you know, maybe you are used to having family around, and maybe you're used to even being in a relationship. Maybe you are a single mom and you are, you know, navigating, maybe not having your children during the holidays. There's so many different things that we're navigating. Emotions are very high during this season because this is the hibernation season. So it doesn't feel like the summertime. Summertime feels very different, where you feel exuberant, you feel excited, you want to go outside, you want to experience the sun. 'Tis the season, right? So for this season, you know, we have to first and foremost understand that it calls us to hibernate. It calls us to be introspective, to think about our year, to plan, to let go, and also to let in. What are we willing to let in? In the healing journey, you know, so many times we are just focusing on, what do I need to let go? What do I need to let go? What do I need to let go? What do I need to change? What do I need to do? But also, what are you calling in? That was a big shift for me, is asking myself, you know what? I'm doing all this introspection and reflection and, you know, analyzing of my year, of things I could have done better, of things I desire to do better. But also, what do I want to call into my life? What do I really, really want to call in that's exciting, that makes me happy, that makes me excited for the future and for tomorrow? What are those things? Because that's why I stand on the foundation of heal and thrive. Because at the end of the day, right, we get to do this healing work, right? We get to do it. We get to be reflective. We are blessed to be in a generation that can have a sense of awareness, to be able to discover that we were meant for more, that we can create more. So it doesn't matter where you are today, right? We are literally in a world of infinite opportunities with the internet, with the amount of people who are becoming rich and becoming millionaires, who are in positive, happy, loving relationships, who are living their best lives. Don't look around looking at people wishing you had their life. Know that it's possible. Just know that they are literally representing possibilities for you. Okay. But I do want to say, give yourself permission to not just walk this healing journey, but to actually choose to thrive. And part of that is asking yourself, what do I want to let in? What do I want to let in? And how am I going to create action steps to make sure that I let those things in, right? Some of us have so much trauma when it comes to self-love, learning how to love ourselves properly, learning how to set boundaries, learning how to say no, learning how to create distance from people, learning how to always say yes to ourselves so we're not giving regretful yeses to others and no's to ourselves, right? You feel what I'm saying? And 2022, listen, has been a freaking year, let me tell you. Okay, so I am energetically tapped in. I get it. This has been a, like, 2022 has, it trumps everything that has ever happened in 2020, right? And I'm sure you guys can resonate with that and feel that, because this year has been a year of evoking all of our shadows outside of us, letting us see our demons, letting us sit with them, giving us an opportunity to know that they are there. Right. Even for me, I've shared an episode of the lessons I've learned in 2022, and 2022 wasn't even over yet. But I'm like, here, there's some things that I've been really learning this year. Some areas within my own energy vibrations where I was attracting situations and scenarios that needed to be healed from. But if that those experiences hadn't happened, I would still be moving in the shadows. I don't want to move in the shadows. Right. I want to move in my light, because pain feeds on more pain. But if I bring light in, all the darkness has to disappear, right? And that's the life that we want for 2023 and beyond. So if you're out there and you're just navigating your emotions, I first and foremost want to honor you and tell you, you are not crazy, that emotions are okay. And equally, they are visitors. Imagine them as someone just knocking on your door saying, hey, you got a minute? I want to tell you something. To me, that's emotions. They're just showing up to say, hey, I got some things to say, right? They are being evoked from your subconscious mind to tell you something. So instead of just experiencing them, instead of just going through them, right, I want you to start looking at them like that and talk to them, right? We get to talk to our emotions. We get to talk to our higher self. And truly, we're talking to ourselves anyways in our inner minds. So you simply ask this emotion, what are you trying to tell me? That's why I love journaling. You ask that emotion, what are you trying to tell me? What do I need to know about why you're visiting me? Because they don't just come just to come. They're coming and they come again and they come again until you see them. It's kind of like kids, right? When they keep begging you to do something, they're relentless because they're coming to tell you something. And until you acknowledge them, they're going to keep coming, right? But part of this journey is not only about the healing, it's about thriving. So don't forget, as you experience emotions, I want you to go ahead and do this with me right now. Put your hand over your heart. Okay, put your hand over your heart. Take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. For just a moment, with your hand over your heart, just allow the silence and the feeling of your beating heart on your hand to bring presence into the now. And know that your heart beats for you without you asking it. It's so strong. It's sending you emotional messages and spiritual directives. So with your hand over your heart, I want you to see and feel your heart just opening. Open it in this season. Don't close it off because of the emotions you're feeling. Don't close it off because you may be feeling overwhelmed. Don't close it off because you experienced heartbreak this year. Open it up and say, what more can I experience? The heart is a muscle. It wants more exercise. It's going to get that exercise through life. So repeat after me with your hand over your heart. I love myself. I really, really love myself. I trust myself. I really, really trust myself. And I forgive myself. I really, really forgive myself. Now take a deep breath in through your nose and see your heart opening. Deep breath out the mouth. See your heart releasing any resentment, any anger, any shame, any guilt, any disappointments. Because no matter what season you're in, and truly 99% of the time we're all in the same seasons, FYI. No matter how it looks on the outside on these social media streets, we all be going through the same thing at the same time, okay? No matter what season you're in, okay, the heart gives us grace. And I've learned that there is a mastery of words and there's a mastery of reading between the lines of what we're really saying. And a lot of times when we're saying things are hard, when you remember this, jot this down, we're saying that there's need for more heart. Need for more heart. So when you say, oh my God, healing is so hard, this transition right now is hard, being a mom is hard. No. That's not what we're really energetically meaning. What we mean is, you know what? I need a little more heart in this situation. I need a little more self-love. I need a little more receiving love. Let me receive love. When people say nice things, do nice things for me, I need to be receiving it like God just gave me $1 million with that level of energy, right? I need more courage. I need to be more brave. I need to be more gracious with myself. Give myself grace. I need to put my hands over my heart more and feel that heartbeat that sometimes accelerates because I'm thinking all these negative things, stressing myself out for no reason. Because at the end of the day, like Michael Bernard Beckwith says, your potential is bigger than any problem. Any problem. Your potential is bigger. So when we stay true to that foundation, when we stay true to the truth, the utmost truth, the lies have taken precedence for way too long, y'all. They really have. In our own minds, in our society, and we are moving into a space of acceleration. Okay, we are moving into a space of acceleration, and this is acceleration I've seen for myself. Okay, if you've been watching me on social media since 2020, you have witnessed in the flesh this acceleration, right? When we look at people, we say, well, why does it take, why are people, you know, receiving things quicker than I'm receiving them? It's my ability to not only let go, but to receive, to say, okay, I'm healing, now what? Now where's the thriving part? All right, I'm healing, now let's make some more money, because making more money is natural. It's no different than the desire for the seed to grow. That's from Think and Grow Rich. Right? So if you're maneuvering through this season, A, remember it's just a season. B, honor your emotions as visitors. C, give yourself more grace. And D, I'll put it in the show notes, get on a breakthrough clarity call with me. Okay? There's no reason why you need to go through this life by yourself. And this breakthrough clarity call, I said, you know what? I really, really want to do something that's easy. Okay. It helps more people. And beyond helping more people, the foundation of who Ebony Tator is I help women heal their past, maximize their future, and make more money. Because it's not just about healing. When you actually make more money, you get to do whatever the F you want. Right? Why not heal and thrive? We don't want to just keep healing and surviving. So this breakthrough clarity session is going to be $33.33. It is typically $222. And we are going to help you to step into your inner peace, your power and clarity. If you're ready, okay, to not only release the old wounds and emotional trauma, but if you're ready to own your value and charge or get paid your worth, then this is for you. Because it's all happening in our minds. It's all happening in our emotions. And if we don't get a grip on them, we'll just be doing the healing work. And it feels hard when we're doing it that way. I've been there. I was doing it for a lot of years. And then the game changed in 2020 when I made different decisions. And I said, not only am I going to choose to heal, but I'm going to show up for Ebony like I've never showed up for her before. And I'm going to bet on myself, and I'm going to take risks, and I'm going to defy the odds. And I'm going to make more money because that's what I really want. I'm not going to deny it because the trauma and the poverty and the limiting beliefs within me are holding me back from that reality, saying, not yet, you need a certificate. Not yet, you need this. Not yet, you need that. No, no, no. I learned quickly that I got to create that because I was willing to believe it was possible. So let me show you that it's possible. It will be in the show notes. If you have a hard time finding it or you want to ask me some more questions, feel free to DM me over on Instagram. Also, email me at hello@recognizequeens.com if you have any questions. And again, shout out to New York, shout out to New Jersey, shout out to California, Texas, all of y'all. I see y'all in the house listening to the podcast. I honor and appreciate you. And as always, you know, like I say, share this out, share it out, text it to a friend, let them know, hey, you're not alone. We are not alone. And that's where I'm here to tell you today. You are not alone in navigating your emotions. You are not alone in navigating relationships. You are not alone in having feelings that make you feel so unworthy. You are not alone. Trust me, you are not alone. That is the biggest lie ever told in the minds of humanity. So if you got anything from this podcast, you just want to DM me and say, sis, thank you. I appreciate those notes. They mean the world to me, as you do as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see y'all on the next episode.